Hello and welcome to Monocle on Culture. I'm Robert Bound. Today, we're bringing you a very special episode of the show, one of three that celebrates our partnership with Cadillac around the European launch of an all-new EV, the Lyriq. Over this series, we'll be taking a road trip along the Côte d'Azur, that region of sunny beaches, tanned locals, sweeping landscapes and idyllic villages. Yet it's also a place of rich culture and, unsurprisingly, fantastic wine. We'll be starting off in Nice and cruising our way to Cannes. There, we'll bathe in the movie magic of the city, stroll the Croisette, and we might even have time for a glass or two of that, by this point, hard-earned rosé. I'll be in the driving seat for this trip, but along the way you might also hear the occasional voice of my passengers, Monocle on Culture producer Sophie and our photographer Renaud. You'll also hear how the Cadillac Lyriq sounds, and you know what? It sounds glorious. Smooth, speedy, subtle. It's a Cadillac, after all. These episodes are where culture and Cadillac coalesce. So we'll hear from leading voices in the worlds of music, food, art and design. We'll also find out what makes the Cadillac Lyriq a smart, svelte ride. And we'll learn about the creative lives of some of the people responsible for its conception. In a part of the world known for its glamour, its film festival and its natural beauty, the Lyriq turned heads. It's a model with the footprint and some of the styling of an SUV, but with a grand tourer's horizon-devouring speed and elegance. The exterior is at once sporty and timeless, and the Lyriq's poise and handling made the hillside hairpins a joy to negotiate. While the Ultium powertrain delivers a lot of smooth force controlled from a cabin that's all on point contemporary luxury. We could have driven it for days. So, on today's show, we're immersing ourselves in the sound world of the Lyriq. We'll hear from the creative sound director at Cadillac's parent, General Motors, about his unusual and frankly fascinating job, as well as some special musical guests. We're starting off our drive in the charming seaside city of Nice. It's the perfect place to begin today's leisurely road trip. So hop in and fasten your seatbelt. We're cruising down the French Riviera on today's Monocle on Culture. Now, the Lyriq's elegant wraparound dash can be as directional and data-driven or as pared back as you desire. But no matter how you choose to engage with the car's connectivity, one thing is imperative for a road trip: finding the right soundtrack.
Google, can you play "Where Do You Go To, My Lovely" from Spotify? Where's the volume? That's the only thing.
And you dance like ZZ Jamais. Your clothes are all made
by Balma.
And there's diamonds.
Samples in your hair. Yes, there are.
You live in a fancy apartment.
Saint-Michel,
where you keep your Rolling Stones records, and a friend of Sacha Distel is your dear.
But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do.
Quite apart from the music you decide on, the sonic world of the Lyriq itself is both extensive and charming. While yes, cars have always made noises, the clunk of this, the click of that, either as the outcome of a mechanical movement or an added safety feature, the shift to electric vehicles provides the opportunity to create more than just a sound out of necessity or a byproduct. Instead, it's the creation of a vibe, it's a sonic universe that can be built from scratch. And herein comes General Motors' master of those vibes. Well, his official title is actually Creative Sound Director, and he is Jay Kapadia. Jay is something of a Renaissance man, having studied classical music in his native Mumbai, then working with a well-known composer on stage shows and programming editing tracks. That pushed him into the world of musical engineering. He sent his portfolio to NYU, where he was very happily surprised to have been chosen from a field of thousands. That year, in fact, he was the sole international student chosen from India. That pressed the start button on a new career in sound engineering, a new life in the US, and ultimately a role at one of America's most beloved brands. Jay's role is all about creating a sound character for the Cadillac Lyric. As he describes it, it is engineering artistry. I wanted to know which colours and paints Jay started to mix on his aural palette, and we'll hear about that. But first things first, what are the tools of the trade of a creative sound director? And if the workspace is some sort of a window into the creative soul, then what is on Jay's desk?
So my desk has two sides to it. One is the right side and one is the left side. The right side entails all the creative stuff, all the creative gadgets. And the left side has all the analytical gadgets. So just as, you know, our amalgamation of the creative and engineering minds, right brain, left brain. So the right brain, what it does is it kind of creates and it, imagines. It is more intuitive, rhythmic, holistic thinking. So those are my creative production gadgets, which is a digital audio workstation. It's a synthesizer, piano, some organic instruments, natural instruments, some synthetic instruments, those kind of things. My beautiful headphones from AKG and, lovely MacBooks and all that heavy tech-induced work. On the left side is some engineering tools which I use to analyze these frequencies. When music gets converted into the technical aspect, it becomes all frequencies. So how do we work on the time domain and frequency domain, and what all magic do we do with the engineering aspects of things? I'm a sound engineer and a musician and a combination of both. So that's the reason I juggle between one end of my desk to the other end, and that's what I do. And then we have a garage right next to my studio wherein I go to the vehicles, perceive how it's sounding in that particular, acoustic environment, and come back, tweak the sounds, go back. So that's basically, life in a day of Jay.
Thanks, Jay. Quite the day and quite the desk. So what do those tools produce? And how has Cadillac made an EV that's really, lyrical?
The more you have the EV pedal, we used to call it the gas pedal, now we are changing it for EV pedal, the more, sound it generates. So it's like a real-time music instrument. So that's what we try to do at Cadillac, to deliver an immersive, multi-sensory, and exceptionally high-quality experience that will make you feel like you are in a cocoon of luxury.
The world is well used to putting luxury and Cadillac in the same sentence, but what about this brave, new, unique sound world?
The palette of sounds within a vehicle is so diverse, ranging from functional alerts like seatbelt notification, turn signal indicators, low tire pressure warning, high speed warning, to more ambient and interactive experiences like welcome sequence, AVAS, which is acoustic vehicle alerting system, which is external to the vehicle, and EV sound enhancement, which is the enhanced sound of how the driving unit or the motor or the propulsion sound sounds like. These advancements with the EV technology, the need for these sounds have magnified, especially considering the near silence of EV operation. So my day-to-day talks with our design teams, our marketing teams, and all of that have a lot of objectives to it. But at the end of the day, I call all of them to our simulator rooms and our design studios and also demonstrate these sounds in the vehicle and let them check it, because sometimes it's really difficult to describe what a sound is, and sound is such a sensory experience that one needs to experience it. So less talks and more action, more demonstrations.
We'll come back to Jay a little later on, but for now, I think it's time to pull over, jump out, and see what the first stop on our road trip has to offer. So our first stop on our road trip in the Lyric looks pretty classic. If I were to have to design a postcard of this part of the world, of this part of France, it would feature literally the Côte d'Azur, the blue Mediterranean, the blue sky with some puffs of cloud. We're up on a hilltop overlooking the Baie de Saint-Laurent and the Cap d'Ail. There are speed boats whizzing around and fishing boats, the odd catamaran with people lazily diving off the back. We are in picture perfect France. There's a fig tree behind me. Maybe we'll pick one for a late breakfast. So we go onwards, but it's a fine place to start. But it might be time to change up the music. Peter Sarstedt has done us fine so far, but let's hear what someone in the business listens to in their car. Composer Max Richter's work sits at the ambient end of classical. It can be heard on the stage. He's composed for operas, ballets and plays. On the screen, his music has appeared in films such as Shutter Island and TV shows like Black Mirror and in his 8 solo albums. I caught up with Max to find out the answer to a seemingly simple question: what's on his driving playlist? But I came away questioning whether we should even be making them in the first place.
Recently, I've become sort of mildly obsessed with the work of Mitski. The recent album, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We, mysterious title, is, I think, probably, in my view, the best record of the last year. I think it's brilliantly Mitski in the sense that it is insane, but it's just a tiny bit less insane than her previous work. And it makes it, in a way, more approachable, but also mysteriously sort of deeper. I think she's somebody who sort of deals with the big questions and faces them head on. And I think her songwriting is really, really spectacular. So, I mean, that's a hearty recommendation for me. In general, I'm sort of supposed to be talking about playlists and everything, but I'm quite anti-playlists because I believe that when somebody makes an album, they make an album in that order intentionally. And I think personally, you know, making a sort of mixtape playlist is like taking a chapter from this novel, a chapter from that novel, and a chapter from another novel. And I guess that could be fun, but ultimately I want to know what the artist is intending. So that's my sort of caveat to playlisting generally. However, there are artists who I think this works with quite well because their work is so extraordinarily consistent. One band who I've been loving recently is The Meters, who make this beautiful, it's kind of proto-funk, end of the 60s, early 70s, just beautifully played, you know, instrumental music actually. So it's quite good for sort of just kind of thinking. So The Meters, I guess the album, it's a beautiful record, amazing record, beautiful artwork as well, glorious looking thing. My last one is a record called Bavarian Fruit Bread, which is by Hope Sandoval. Now, people know Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star, but actually I think the best thing Hope Sandoval ever did is Bavarian Fruit Bread, which is a record she made with Bert Jansch, incredible guitarist. It's just so beautifully put together, so beautifully observed. It's got incredible atmosphere. And we used to have this when we were living in Edinburgh. We would basically put this record on and just have it repeating as we drove kind of west from Edinburgh out to the islands, you know. And we'd end up on sort of Marl or Skye or something. And, you know, this would kind of accompany us through Glencoe and over all those amazing summits. And it was just the most perfect kind of spacious music. I like to be immersed in music, and that means I mostly play music louder than most people would like it. So, and that goes to this, it goes the same goes in the car, really. You know, I like to be in a scenario where I'm in this kind of magical floating bubble of sound as I'm going through the countryside or wherever it is I am. So yeah, I do tend to play it pretty loud, I have to say.
Aren't we lucky to be ushered into the private musical world of Max Richter, in the none more personal world than his car, whether it's the school run or a wide-angled road trip to Skye. Hope Sandoval, Mitski, The Meters. For some musicians, the road trip soundtrack is the driving force of a record. And one such artist who had that in mind is the American singer-songwriter and producer Maggie Rogers. The international recording artist shot to fame after a 2016 video showed her wowing Pharrell Williams with her track Alaska. In the years since, she's released two albums, amassed a legion of fans, and a Grammy nomination. And she told me about the feel of her most recent album, Don't Forget Me.
I mean, I really wanted to make a record that I wanted you to be able to sing along with in the car. Yeah. Because I think in the pandemic, I realized that those were the records I have the most intimate relationship with. The ones that I look to when it's just me for an hour, how I choose to spend that time. Mm. It's a really personal relationship. And so I wanted to make songs that felt really singable, but they are like cruisers. I think so much about making records about the world I want them to live in. And Surrender was so much made for like rock clubs and being on stage, because I was in the pandemic just like mouth watering, thinking about being at a gig and someone yeah. spilling beer on my shoe.
Yeah.
And then Heard It in a Past Life was really made for headphones because that was what my life looked like. You know, I was a college kid walking around New York City. And this is really a like Sunday afternoon driving record. Yeah, you better run.
Heading for the horizon top down is exactly how this album should be enjoyed. The songs are direct and effervescent, and Don't Forget Me is a perfect example of the long and happy marriage between motoring and music. Now, we promised food culture too, and so we caught up with no less a maestro than Massimo Bottura, founder of the Slow Food Movement, and most recently, the beautifully appointed Casa Maria Luisa Guesthouse. Massimo stopped on the side of the road, driving from one project in Emilia-Romagna to the next, and he was on excitable form.
It depends where I'm going or the kind of mood that I have. You know, it's all about the feeling, you know. Sometimes you want to have a very contemporary feeling, and you start listening to the independent music like Torpus and the R Directors, or old Crow Medicine Show, or Andrew Bird, Fleet Foxes, or The Tallest Man on Earth.
Well, I walk upon the river like it's easier than land. Evil's in my pocket and your will is in my hand. Oh, your will is in my hand.
On the other side, I love jazz, as you know. And for me, like the female voices, like my favorite is like Billie Holiday, but even Ethel Waters or whatever could be Nina Simone, Etta James.
Something told me it was over.
Sometimes I feel some rock and roll. And, you know, I love to listen to my friend. Like, I have a very good relation with R.E.M. and Michael Stipe. So when I listen to Michael, it's like I listen to a friend. And I love to listen what he's telling me, you know?
I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing.
For the new restaurant that we just opened, a contemporary barbecue called Gatto Verde at Casa Maria Luisa, I create an unexpected playlist that is like rock and roll from 1965 to 1975. I would never have done something like that. But with music like the first Jackson Brown or Van Morrison, or like even the Rolling Stone, the Fleetwood Mac. Whoa, that's a good way to enjoy, you know?
Say that you love me. Say that you love me.
Well, that sounds like a throwback playlist of dreams right there, and just a small serving of name-dropping courtesy of Massimo. There's one sound in particular that is both clever and gorgeous. At low speeds, the lyric masks its EV silence with a wondrous, low-key soundtrack that signals to pedestrians that I'm here. Jay mentioned it earlier, so let us show you what we mean. It's lovely, right? Well, let's turn back to Jay then to find out more about how it came to be and how it's influenced by an om, part of the breathing exercises central to yoga, as practiced by Jay. How beautifully full circle. This sound had to possess something elemental, even if it was composed, and it had to feel warm, something akin to a heartbeat, a background breeze. Well, here's Jay to tell us the inspiration behind that sound.
For the AVAS sound, we call it the universe sound, UNIVERSE, universe, because it was inspired by the sound of the sun recorded by NASA. And that was basically the inspiration to craft that particular sound. And it's basically crafted on a perfect fifth chord. So we analyzed that sound coming from the sun, and then we thought that it's on, we analyzed it, it looked like a perfect fifth major chord and sounded like more coming from my yogic experience of, you know, om and chant. So when you'll hear that sound external to the vehicle, you a lot of folks say that, you know, it's such a pleasant sound, a warming and welcoming sound. Some people also say it's like a spa-ish kind of a sound. It's an om chanting sound. So a lot of different, you know, attributes which people say they feel when they hear the sound. But so far, it's been a very positive reaction by everyone.
We feel cleansed in the mountain spring-like feeling of the universe sound. Thank you, Jay, for a fascinating tour of the unique and original sound of General Motors EVs and, of course, the Cadillac Lyric. And there's one more stop on today's trip. Perched largely on a craggy hillside is the picturesque medieval village of Aize. It's between the Cap d'Aille and Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat and surrounded by hiking trails in a green valley and the Moyenne Corniche. And it's an oft-photographed, much-beloved historical spot. We park the Lyric for a wander through the steep and winding streets. And you can hear some bird song, which is something fluttering around above us. We're in the medieval village of Aize, which is between Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat and Cap d'Aille. We're looking out across a beautiful blue Mediterranean. It's an interesting town. We've walked up to the very top. There is a jardin exotique, which looks out across the sort of castle battlements over the sea. There's inevitably a Place Charles de Gaulle, which marks it out as a town in France. Importantly, also, there's a Chemin de Nietzsche, which shows that it must once have been a part of the intellectual and philosophical grand tour of Europe, as well as places like St. Moritz as well. So we're in good company with the intellectual and the national here in Aize. And we'll leave you in Aize for now. We'll be back to regular programming on Monday, and then back with the second episode in this series. Next time, we'll be exploring the Cadillac Lyric's sleek design, including hearing from General Motors' Magali Debilis, responsible for the car's memorable silhouette, and some other luminaries from the world of design. And of course, there are plenty more stops on the way to our final destination, which is Cannes. Monocle on Culture is produced by Sophie Monaghan-Coombs and Steph Chungu, and Steph also edits the show. We'll be back at the same time next week, but until then, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in. ¶¶